This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. We're visiting Michigan's oldest opera house. The Croswell Opera House in Adrian is 150 years old. With me is Jerry Ryder, the artistic director. Let's talk a little bit about the history. How did the opera house get started?
Well, actually, Charles Croswell, who did go on to become governor of the state, really just sort of had it in his mind that he wanted to have a theater here in this community. So back in the early 1860s, in fact, he started gathering the people to raise the money and build the building. So it took some securing of land, obviously, and those kinds of things. And it took until 1865 was when the building started. And then it opened for business, in fact, in March of 1866.
It originally wasn't called the Croswell Opera House.
Right. Originally, it was called the Union Hall, and union in the sense of it being the gathering place for people in the community.
Tell me what kind of events were held here in the 19th century.
Okay, so all kinds of things. Poultry sales and other kinds of animal shows were brought in. At one point, there were wolves in cages and dogs in cages and in the auditorium, but mostly it was a place for things like lectures, plays being put on by folks from the community, as well as really the most nationally known or largest acts of the day came to the Croswell.
Right. You've had some pretty notable speakers and performers here. Can you give us just a couple of names we might recognize from the 19th century?
Oh, sure. Ralph Waldo Emerson spoke here, Frederick Douglass, Elizabeth Cady Stanton. Really all of the suffragettes were here. And then performers, Edwin Booth, the
brother of the assassin, yes.
Exactly. In fact, they came here, the Booth family came here just a couple of years after the assassination, performing in the exact same play that Lincoln was watching when he was shot. So very interesting.
And Susan B. Anthony, I understand, was here, one
yes.
of the suffragettes you mentioned.
Yes.
Now, when movies started to become popular, venues such as the Croswell Opera House all around the nation suddenly found some real competition from movie theaters. What happened here?
It became time for a major renovation, in fact, changing the size and shape of the balcony to make room for towers that would hold the pipes for an organ. The organ itself took a lot of time to raise the money to install that. So what we see now at the Croswell is actually the result of that major, major renovation in the early 1920s.
And it ran movies just to keep up, I assume.
It did. In fact, several of the largest movie companies of the day owned and operated the Croswell leading up to the late 1960s.
And I see from your marquee you still run some films.
Yeah, once in a while we do. It's certainly not the mainstay of our business, but we do shows on Saturday mornings for kids, as well as once in a while something special drives us to put together a movie and put it out there.
When did you start hosting performances again?
Well, we actually are continuously operating. So the movies were going on, and then as the building was saved from demolition, was slated to become a parking lot, the community really rallied together, and in 1968, Adrian High School put their school musical on at the Croswell, and from that point forward, we've been producing shows all year round.
What kind of shows do we see now, today?
So what we produce are plays and musicals. We really consider ourselves kind of a regional quality professional theater, even though we're doing this with community folks for the most part. So something that was on Broadway 3 or 4 years ago might be at the Croswell now, as well as some of the more classical plays and musicals.
So these are community performers. Do any of them go on to make a career out of this?
Oh my gosh, it's really what we are kind of known for now. People who are on Broadway currently in all aspects, performing, hair, makeup, costumes, wig design, scenic design, Tony nominations, all of that is what's happening with people who have performed on our stage. And that doesn't take away from the fact that it's community people as well. Parents and children are in shows together, and lots of great stuff going on here.
You started a fundraising campaign last year. What was the reason for that?
Well, a big reason is really to help maintain and secure the building's next 150 years of history. Knob and tube wiring in our basement that was dirt floor, all kinds of life safety issues, as well as bringing our production technology up to the current century and technology.
Jerry Ryder is the artistic director of the Croswell Opera House in Adrian, celebrating 150 years this year.